This episode of Men's was a little different. I tried a different style of interview. I finally had an Ali, Alyssa, and Noah. And we just did a podcast talking about just stuff in general. Everything in this episode, we are all above age to use it. I didn't do anything. I was completely sober for this episode, just to clarify. So hope you guys enjoy. Another thing, if you guys are looking to get a psychic reading done, go get it done by Lena Sarah. She's absolutely incredible, has such a beautiful gift, 10 out of 10. If you're interested in getting a reading from her, message me and I'll give you guys her link to buy the reading. So yeah, thank you, Lena, for doing my reading.
Welcome back to Amanda Girls. We have Noah, Ali, and Alyssa. Hi, guys.
Hi.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Alyssa. I'm extremely high. I am so sorry. I'm from Long Island, just like Amanda.
Yes.
And my major is psychology.
Oh, hi, I'm Allie. I'm also high as fuck, too, so we apologize for our current state of being. Guys, drugs are...
Don't do drugs.
I'm completely sober, just to clarify.
But where was I? Oh, yes. I am from Western New York, so I live in a small town called Walworth. It's about, like, an hour away from here. And my major is zoology.
I'm Noah. I'm getting high. I'm from downtown New York, like, 30 minutes outside of the city.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it's so cool over there. No, it's not. It sucks.
No.
My major is undecided, but I was a zoology major.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys want to talk about? Because you guys got me out of bed for this. So.
Okay.
It's very important, okay? So, we're going to talk about, like, supernatural, kind of, and everything about that.
Oh, God. If we get cursed during this, I'm blaming you. I'm blaming you.
Okay, I'm blaming you, too.
Sorry. Alyssa and I decided to come outside to enjoy what a beautiful night it is, you know, guys?
Yeah.
It's
really nice.
Finally, like, 70 degrees.
And it's gorgeous.
So dark outside.
It's
sunny. What is
that? It's a person.
Anyway.
It's a guy.
Scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we decided to sit outside and do a little...
Go down to the lake. Because, you know, there's lightning right now. There's heat lightning.
Oh, we're back. We had to change the scenery.
How is it?
Okay. So, what do you guys want to talk about?
So, Alyssa and I decided to come out and enjoy the weather and experience nature. Like some very earthly girl.
Yes. Earth girlies.
Alyssa asked me if I believed in skinwalkers. So, I asked her what they were.
My boyfriend says that my dog is a skinwalker.
Oh, what are they?
So, basically, they're, like, these supernatural beings.
I saw the lightning! I saw the lightning! I saw the lightning! That is sick.
I can't.
This is the most chaotic episode that I've done since I've been up here.
So, there's these, like, supernatural beings who could, like, shapeshift, kind of, into any animal. And then, like, you know, terrorize people.
My cat's a skinwalker. She's crazy.
Yeah. So, and, like, they don't look exactly like what they are. They have like something about them that's like kind of off.
I just saw the lightning again.
Oh god, I feel like you're gonna say every time, I saw a skinwalker, and I'm gonna
crazy.
Be like, what the fuck?
I know, no, I see the lightning. I'm out, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's what they are. And I know there's like a ton of spots in New York that they're there.
That's crazy.
Like, they usually are around, like, a lot of, like, woodsy areas.
Like, back here?
Yeah. And, like, the Appalachian... I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah, the Appalachian Mountains. Got it right?
It's crazy.
Okay, so, Nick.
So, you guys just having a spiritual awakening tonight, basically?
We really did. Because we're over here talking about... And I brought up the topic of how people... who are in the church, I mean, you talk about God and you believe in God and how there's this great big light, but then you won't accept the supernatural, like demons and possession when you can be overcome.
Have you ever seen Sam and Kobe with demons. They did the house?
And I love Sam and Kobe.
Oh my God.
One of them got possessed by a demon.
Yes!
Love him. Love him. He got possessed by one of the demons.
I remember that video.
Yes, because when you were talking about that, that's what it reminded me of.
Yes.
I love Sam and Kobe, like, their videos. I want to go to the Annabelle house. I know the people who own it.
Oh, that's crazy.
I've messaged with them. I have DMs because I was trying to do a podcast with them and they weren't taking press at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, I gotta say, the fucking Big Dipper is right in front of us and it is beautiful.
It's gorgeous. I've never seen the Big Dipper before.
Me too. Because Long Island is so fucking close.
Yes. You know what? I saw the Northern Lights one night. I came down at 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. Saw the Northern Lights right down here.
That's crazy.
What'd you guys think of the eclipse yesterday?
Oh, it was so sad.
I got the coolest pictures out of the moon.
Yeah.
I got pictures when it was full coverage, and I thought it was very, very neat.
It was freezing.
I also got partial coverage.
Yeah. But
photos. But
we're getting honestly, a lunar eclipse.
It's so, like, it's just crazy for us, I guess. Like, how we just so happened decided to go to Oswego.
Yeah.
And the solar eclipse just happened to be like total like
that was part of the reason why I picked it here because I knew ahead of time about the eclipse.
Really?
I knew ahead of time because all the schools that I were looking at were all going to be partial with the eclipse. Mm-hmm. So I just picked this one because it had a good program for my major.
And then think about like just tonight, like,
broadcasting.
Tonight
we're sitting out here by the lake and you can see the stars. You can see the Big and Little Dipper, which you've been hearing about since you were a child.
It's crazy.
And now it's in front of your face and the heat lightning. We get to sit here.
It's amazing.
And
it's so gorgeous. It was gorgeous today.
Yeah, it was
beautiful.
It was gorgeous today. Did you guys try the new On Zones bread?
No.
It's really good.
Who's walking? Oh, that's Jay. Oh, you're good.
Hi.
This is crazy.
Is that a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dog, bro. Hi, doggy.
It's so cool. Wait, okay, it keeps lightning out, and, like, the whole sky goes bright.
What's his name?
Jay.
Chewy?
Yeah.
And it just...
Chewy?
Yeah, that's Chewy.
And, like, just these experiences with nature can, like, make you feel like there's definitely something.
Yeah.
But you also have to understand that there's a balance. So we were discussing... Everyone talks about God. Everyone talks about the Big Lake.
Balance.
Balance.
You know how you sound to me sometimes?
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Let me get some coffee in the Bronx with my daughter. Whatever.
Manhattan.
Where are you from?
Manhattan.
And I'm from Long Island.
That makes so much fucking sense.
And I'm from Long Island.
Manhattan. No, Manhattan.
What
time do you guys need to be up tomorrow for class?
8:30?
Yeah.
I don't have class till 11.
Oh,
fuck you.
I know, but I have to be up at 5:30 for physical therapy, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
No, I take back my fuck you.
Yeah,
I do have to be up earlier than that. No, this is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Did you see the little ducks in the water the other day? There were little ducks and geese.
Oh my God, the seagulls today. So I saw this group of three seagulls, right? And they were all hanging out, like the three amigos.
They keep on attacking me if I have food.
And then there was this other seagull, and he was a little ways away all by his lonesome. I thought he felt very excluded.
We get off topic so easily.
I know, but that's the point of a podcast, is to get off topic.
Well, yeah.
That's true. Good thing, because we're good at it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You are definitely good at it.
Shut up.
This has been actually one of my episodes that I've wanted to do is you two, because I've had Andre on with like 6 unreleased episodes. So I was like, I wanted to have you guys on.
Oh yes, we were very excited. Tonight we knew we had something to say.
Oh yeah.
And I was called by request.
And I was called out of bed.
I was in my room. I just finished taking my shower and I sat down and I get a call and Allie was like, come outside. And I was like, what?
No, I get a voice memo call.
I saw the light.
I got a call from
Oh my God, do you think heat lightning is like what you see? It's that bright light at the end of the tunnel that you like go to when you die?
What?
What?
Girl.
Guys, this podcast is very off topic.
Oh,
this is the type of concept.
Are they coming here? Are they going down?
Oh my God, they're coming over here.
We're gonna have to move.
There's intruders.
1 second, guys. I'll be right back. We are back. Here they are.
Hello.
Hi. Guys, so we're recording this outside because I haven't done a man's world outside ever. So gorgeous.
Okay, yeah. So we're going back to the, what were we talking about?
Spooky scary.
Spooky scary. Did you ever watch the new Chucky series? The next episode comes out tomorrow.
Oh, I don't want
to. I love that show.
What show?
Chucky.
Okay, so
Like the next scary thing.
Yeah.
What are your guys' like thoughts on like mediums? People who could.
I'm actually getting a psychic reading done tomorrow. I'm waiting for it to come.
Really?
Yeah, I've gotten a couple.
Yeah, I really want to get one.
It's worth it. I have a girl who does it. Mm-hmm. She's phenomenal. She'll discount you because you know me.
Oh, that's cool.
She's sick. And I've gotten one done where a lady predicted that my ex was going to come back into my life and screw me over. He did. Mm. He cheated on me again.
Oh, wow.
So she predicted that. And then she also predicted that I was going to, something bad was going to happen in my senior year of high school. I had gotten injured.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's crazy. There was a psychic here on campus.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get to it.
Yeah. What's your opinions?
I definitely think that there are people who have a gift. I think there are some people who fake it, and I think you must be careful of that.
Real.
That's, you know, real. Don't waste your money on something, you know, someone who really doesn't have the gift. But there are definitely people who have the gift, and I think that there are still, you know.
The gift.
The gift.
The gift, guys. It's the gift.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. Wow, everyone's so mean to me. I'm the only upstate New Yorker here, so I'm a little attacked.
You are the only.
No, upstater. I can predict things like psychic. Like when I'm dreaming, I'll have a dream and then it'll happen.
That's
like a nightmare.
Crazy.
Like I had an.
Isn't that more like a premonition?
Yeah,
which
it's like Dean. I mean Sam from Supernatural.
It's like really? Final Destination.
Yeah. Or like Raven, Not So Raven.
Oh yes. Yeah, what's the Final Destination movies that happens in all
this
of them.
This is insane.
That was close. We're gonna get hit by lightning, guys.
Honestly, if we get hit by lightning, do it for the plot. Do it for the plot.
That's terrifying. My heart just dropped.
No, what is your thoughts on it?
I definitely believe that there are mediums because I've gotten a lot of readings from a lot of different people.
Uh-huh.
And they've all been very accurate. I mean, yeah. I believe it.
I can't wait for the one tomorrow because I want to know what's in store for me this summer. And I had her tell me.
But I feel like at the same time, like, if you get a reading and it's, like, not something...
What?
It was just orange over there.
Oh, yeah, that did happen a few minutes.
It's crazy, guys, because I don't know if people know this. The other side is Canada. Because we're on Lake Ontario.
Yeah,
for people who don't know that. The other side is Canada.
Imagine how it looks to the Canadians.
It's crazy.
I want to go to Canada.
Me too.
We're going. My mom and I are going in October.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Canada.
What?
Canada. It's Canada. I say Canada.
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 It's so gorgeous.
It is.
Canada.
So nice.
Canada.
Well, I can't feel like this every single day.
Canada.
Canada.
I'm sorry.
Guys, I'm tweaked out right now. Oh my god, I saw the orange.
Oh, I want to see it.
Something.
Oh my god.
Zach Bryan.
Did you hear what happened to Zach's dog?
Oh my god, yes.
She's home. What? She's home. She's
I know.
Home.
She's safe.
Yeah. I was so upset about that.
I know.
I think they're smoking.
I think
that's
they do
sad, I thought they would smoke with me. Whatever.
It's okay. You can smoke with us. And we're, like, hilarious.
You are very funny.
Thank you.
I need to smoke more.
I think you need more.
I do?
Yeah.
Probably.
Your grinder's cute.
I, like, clean it out. Oh, it's Allie's. Mine.
Oh, why would I clean it out, bitch?
I don't think I
is
clean
there
it
in
out
here?
Good.
Is yeah. There?
This is so real.
Let's see.
Bro, not me just having a snap open from one of my friends, and it's like his cat on his lap right now, and she's so cute, and she looks slay as hell. Oh, you got twisted in the middle. Yeah.
I don't know how these.
You guys are really enjoying the evening tonight.
No, I am.
I don't think we've ever, like, actually.
I
want to
talk
up...
more about the supernatural.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
But I don't. Okay. What about what?
Do you want me to pack it?
Yeah. Ghost. Did you pack that?
Yeah.
Ghost
or okay. So? Do you believe in ghosts or not?
I believe, okay, not so much like spirits, like energies, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm. I believe that like angel numbers, like 444, 333.
Yeah.
I'm wearing 444 around my neck.
I believe this too. It got so windy.
It did. I feel like it's going to start pouring rain on us.
Oh my god, that would be horrible because I'm in my slippers.
So yeah. Am I.
I'm the only one wearing shoes.
You're the only one who has a brain cell right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came out in slippers like I always do.
So, okay. So, when I was in 7th grade, my grandpa passed away.
Uh-huh.
And...
My grandma passed away when I was in 8th grade.
Oh, shit. Crazy.
I'm saying, like, twinsies.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's okay.
I got it, Noah.
You got it. Yeah, you got it.
I got it, Noah.
So...
Do y'all mind if I light first?
That's
go right ahead.
Woo!
light it up, light it up.
Okay, so before my grandpa passed away, he touched my grandma, like, on her arm. And then after he passed away, like, I don't know what it was. It was, like, a bruise, but it didn't look like a bruise. It was really weird. But it was in, like, a sign of a cross. That shit makes me believe in God. Like, I don't have a really...
I have a God story. My... Hold on. Sorry. My grandma. So, my mom is a twin. And she, her sister died, like, probably, like, a month after they were born. And her, my grandma, her mom, was, like, was asleep one night, and she woke up to the Blessed Mary holding a baby, and was like, everything's gonna be okay, like, you're gonna be okay, I'm gonna take this one, but you have the other one. And that was my mom's sister. She, the next morning, my mom, my grandma got a phone call and was like, one of your children has died. And that night,
crazy.
The right before, she got, like, a vision, or, like, the Blessed Mary coming to her and being like, look, it's gonna be hard, but I got this one. And then,
I remember, like, I went through a really tough time in 8th grade, a lot of mental health shit. And,
so did I, twinsies there.
Right?
My 8th grade year was
8th grade year was a shit for
Oh my
everyone.
God, it was such a shit.
All right.
And,
I'll be right back, guys.
So,
I'm being summoned.
I remember the first time I ever really broke down about it and, like, felt how I was feeling and spoke out loud what was going on. I was with a really good friend of mine at the time. And then I remember, like, after just telling everything to her, like, this overwhelming sense of peace and, like, everything was going to be okay.
Right.
And it very much has been an uphill battle, but I feel like things are starting
to be. That's
good.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Okay.
I had an awakening with God. I had gotten into a car accident, and if I didn't have a backpack and a jacket on, I would have been dead. And I'm convinced when I had gotten into my accident that somebody was holding me and it was God. I'm convinced.
But I agree with you with the 8th grade thing. My 8th grade year sucked.
No, okay. So yeah. So, like, all that shit, it just... I have always had, like, a rocky relationship with God. Like, I believed in him. I kind of questioned it. I'm still in, like, I really don't know. Like, I'm open to it. But, like, this kind of shit kind of just gives me, like, a little more confidence in that there, maybe not, like, God, but, like, there is
something.
Did you ever see Shameless where Ian thought it was a something, not God, Shim? He called it.
I don't remember.
It was in season 7 or 8.
I haven't watched it.
No. So. I go to a church. I don't really talk about something, but I've been going to church since I was little. And my pastor, the way he describes it, it's so different. He said that God could be anything or anybody you think.
Yeah.
And it's, like, different.
I think that's really comforting. And I think it's a comforting thought to know that there's someone or something out there that's looking out for you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I say a guardian angel. So, like, I have my guardian angel, Gail, who died when I was in the 5th grade from cancer.
Right.
So I say that she's watching after me at all times.
Yeah, I definitely believe in, like, guardian angels and stuff. Because when I was younger, I remember so clearly. My mom was putting me to bed one night. And I finally had enough, and I was like, Mom, there's someone watching me. And it's about guardian angels.
Oh, no, I just came back.
It was so, it was like a good.
I'm like, actually dying.
I wasn't.
Nick. Thank you.
I wasn't, like, scared, but I was said, like, Mom, there's someone watching me. And she got scared. She was like, who's watching you? You've seen a man at your window? Like, she was, like, thinking it was an actual person, and I told her, like, no, like, someone is floating, because I lived on the 2nd floor. I was like, someone is floating outside my window watching me. And she kind of just, like, she told me it was my guardian angel, and, like, I just believe in that shit.
Yeah.
I felt, like, an energy, like, a comforting one around me every time I went to bed.
That's what I feel like when I'm, like, alone in my room. I feel that energy. I also believe, and this is kind of stupid, in angel numbers, like, the universe. Like, I asked the universe for a sign. Like, I asked the universe to give me a sign that my mom was coming up this weekend. I fell down a flight of stairs, and then literally the day after, my mom sent me pictures of her in Oswego. That car is very close.
That is so bright.
That is really close.
Okay.
They're driving on the grass.
It's all good. It's all good, everybody. Good. There is nothing to worry about here.
No.
But I remember. I remember when my brother was little. You know, they have the baby monitors.
Mm-hmm. No, they're coming here.
And my grandma would let me stay up
with
her.
What, you want to move? Let's see.
You might have to move again.
I don't think they're police. Mm-hmm. I think they're.
No, I don't think they're.
I think we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not police. They're college
students. So, when my grandmother would babysit, she would watch my brother on the baby monitor, and you could always see the orbs. Mm-hmm. And there was always so many with him, like, constantly, every time. Like, you would look, and they were, like, there. One would be above his head, or one would be, like, by his, you know, by his chest, or... Mm-hmm. One would just be, like, up there in the corner, but, like, it was there. Oh, this breeze feels so nice.
It does.
It's so nice out.
Do you guys believe that, like, animals are, like, more specifically, like, either, like, dogs or cats?
Yeah.
Can see like dead
people. Yes, my cat Daisy. Okay, yeah. She'll look everywhere and I'm like, oh my god, girl, what you looking at? And she'll just stare and stare and stare.
Yeah. So my mom always tells the story because, I mean, it's about, so my dog Snowflake, she would just stare and stare, like, at the door, but, like, she looked kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we were all in the house, there was no one else she knew because she was a puppy, and she would just stare at the door, and my mom just, she had an inkling who she possibly could be, like, staring at, and she said, it's okay, Snowflake, my dog, it's just, I think my mom would say, like, oh, it's just Grandpa Ken, like, it's okay, and then she would look away again, after my mom would say that.
I have an insane story. So, I was sitting, it was, like, back in 2019, I was sitting in my room with my cat, and I talked to, like, my family friend that passed away, and I was talking to her, and all of a sudden, I hear dead silence, and my cat starts meowing up at the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's okay, it's probably Gail, and she started, like, meowing and giving a kissy face like this, like, winking her eyes, and I'm convinced Gail was in my room that night.
Yeah.
My dog, when my grandma passed away, he was, it was a similar story to yours, actually. Mm-hmm. My room is, like, on a flight of stairs, and there's another room right here, so it's like this, like, kind of like a U-shaped, and there's a room in my room's here, my other room is over there, and my grandma, she used to live with us, her room was over there, and my dog, when she passed away, she would always go into the room and sit on the bed and just, like, stay there for hours. Like, we would not know where he is. We'd be calling his name, like, Charlie, where are you? And he just wouldn't come out of the room for, like, months. Like, we had to feed him in there. Like, we had to, like, pet him in there. Like, we had to, like, sleep in there with him. Because he was, like, he knew that my grandma passed away.
My cat had passed away in her sleep on my first day of 10th grade. Mm-hmm. And now over, and my cat Oliver would sit over in the spot where she died and just sit there and sleep there.
It's so sad.
It's insane. Well, we had Oliver. We got Oliver after the cat died.
When animals cry.
Oh my god. When they.
Oh my god.
That breaks me.
My heart.
It's so insane. I can remember just like. My dog Daisy got really sick.
Oh, this is my cat's name.
And the doctor, we tested her for everything possible. And the vet was like, well, it's possible she has skin cancer. She goes, now you can test it and you can treat it. She goes, however, it's going to cost a lot. And I will tell you, at this rate, she probably would only have a year to live. So at that point, you have to think, do you put her out of her misery or do you let her suffer for another year? And at the rate she was going, she had lost all her fur. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
So we decided to put her down. And her bed was in my room. One of her dog beds was in my room. That's where she liked to be.
That's so sad.
And afterwards, that day after it was done, Mac, our youngest cat at the time, he was the one who got along with Daisy and, like, you know, would, like, love up to her and, like, kind of, like, gently nibble at her. And they'd play. And he went over and he just sat in the bed. And I genuinely have never seen a cat look so sad. And then he just let out this howl. like this cry. And I completely lost it because
I'm literally about to start crying. Like, stop.
That's so sad. Yeah, I'm about to start crying too. Yeah.
Like I'm animals? Sitting here, like, I'm like, don't cry, don't cry.
Don't cry, don't cry.
Guys, like, it's just so crazy how much animals know. And, like I know that when I'm anxious, like, my dog tends, like, she always follows me and my mom around a lot. But I'll notice she'll start, like, trying to get into the bathroom.
You know how animals know? Which is crazy, Allie, when you said that. I got severely injured. My cat sat on the couch with me for 2 months and didn't leave my side.
Exactly. They will always stay with you.
Well, my grandma got surgery, and our one cat, who was not a people person, spent 2 months with my grandma, and we had to pull her off the bed for PT and all that. So animals know when something happens, too.
Oh, my God.
Those headlights, baby.
Bro.
You don't need those light of headlights.
That was crazy. Hey, you're blocking the damn lightning.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's okay.
Please edit that out.
I will edit that out.
I think Allie needs to go to bed soon.
I think it's time.
Okay. You want me to end this?
I think it's time.
Let's wrap this.
All right. Well, thank you for watching and listening to Amanda's World featuring Amanda. See you guys for Saturday's upload. Listening to this episode of Amanda's World. Make sure you go check out my Instagram. I'll put that below. And I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload.